You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95BFM.
Morena Delaney, how are you this morning?
Morena, I'm very well, thank you.
That is good to hear. It's been
looks like we might have some sun.
Yeah, it's been crispy, it's been sunny, it's been very sort of pleasant winter weather, I have to say. How was your long weekend?
It was very good, thank you. We did a bit of eating out, which was good, did a bit of slow cooking, which was good, and then got a last minute call up to my auntie's house on Monday, and she had made a Victoria sponge to celebrate the King's birthday.
Patriotic.
Big yeah. Auntie energy going on there, but also yeah. I love
she's a wonderful
good sponge.
Baker. Oh my gosh, it was so good. It was two layers and they were thick layers.
Ooh.
And you know, cream, homemade jam, just beautiful. Cheese scones to start. It was like, yes,
oh
this
my
is
God.
Perfect long weekend behaviour.
Yep. I last time I tried to make a sponge cake, it did not rise.
It's very hard.
It is quite hard.
Yeah.
What's the trick? Do you have any tips, Delaney?
I've never been a good sponge cake maker, but apparently my grandma was. My auntie said this one, I think you heated the sugar into like a sugar syrup and then sort of slowly added that to the eggs. Like, so it goes almost sort of meringue like when you're baking it. But extremely fiddly and tricky. I've never been able to get that really good soft rise, you know, that you get from professional bakeries.
Oh.
So no, I don't have any tips because I'm I'm not there yet.
Supermarket doesn't whack it.
Going to put it out to the old listenership then. What is the tip? What is the like ultimate tip to make your sponge cake rise? Because it does feel like magic when it happens.
It is simply magic, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I've only ever made them where they're sort of reasonably dense. Yeah, it just has never been, you know, that super light.
They still taste good, but it's just not got the same sort of specialness if it's not got that fluffy, fluffy thing going on. Yum.
Totally.
I think Victoria sponge is like a really top tier kind of dessert as well because it's just simple and delicious, you know? It's
not totally.
It's showing off with its simplicity.
Absolutely.
Getting my Mary Berry on here.
Philosophical.
Love it.
What else were you eating this weekend, Delaney?
I tried a couple of new places in Auckland that I had been on my radar for a while that I hadn't been to. Ragtag in Westmere.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if you've seen them on their socials. They've got, I think they call themselves sort of like untraditional on purpose. Hmm. I don't know what the phrase is, but they do tacos, but in a completely non-conformist, non-traditional way. So they have duck fat tortillas, which are just super delicious.
Yum.
And then you can get them with duck or with one of their sort of main course protein steak. Or we had grilled kawai with like currants and fennel and really delicious flavours. They did a really good little beef nugget, which was sort of braised beef. I love that, like that term.
A beef nugget,
sort of like slow cooked braised beef, and then crumbed in a little cube
with
a delicious sort of tangy sauce. Yeah, just really yummy, delicious snacks.
That sounds incredible.
Fun vibe. And the desserts were incredible. Basque cheesecake, which I know it's almost become a joke how many menus Basque cheesecake is on.
Wow.
But they did a sticky toffee pudding, which was just
get in there. Winter lush. Dessert of the champs.
Yep.
Yeah, just drowning in like caramel, butterscotch, a super sort of sticky pudding itself. It wasn't sweet. It was, you know, that really like kind of dense. Yeah, it was just really good. Really good stuff.
What is a Basque cheesecake again? Remind me. Is that
It's like it doesn't have a base. It's like an all-in-one kind of burnt on the top. I believe it originated in the Basque region of Spain. That's right, isn't it? Gosh.
Sounds right.
Morning.
Yeah, I
need
think
a coffee.
I'm but, capable of a burn on the top.
It's sort of burnt on top and no crust. So it's sort of an all-in-one and then just super soft in the middle.
Yeah.
Really good. Often leads me into where else I went yesterday, which is Burnt Butter Diner in Avondale. It's another one that's been on my radar.
So good. Big fan of this place. Very tasty. Yeah.
They also had a Basque cheesecake.
Yes.
But with like a fruit compote on top and then like a biscuity crumb, like just elevated it to the next level.
Yum.
Very, very good. Yeah. And they have a really fun breakfasty brunch menu, which you don't always see these days. I feel like sort of brunch peaked a while ago and now it's sort of...
It's very, very sort of 2009.
Hot take.
A little bit. Yeah, and I just love cooking breakfast at home because, you know, you can make your own coffee, play your own music, not wait half an hour for food and all those things. But then when you get a cool menu like that, you're reminded that it is great to go out sometimes.
I think it all got sort of paninized for a while. You know how it sort of felt a bit like everyone would go and get a cappuccino and a panini, and then it was sort of a bit like that was what you got everywhere, and then it was a wee bit like you go and get sort of the same French toast from everywhere.
Yeah, I was going to say the waffles and the pancakes and the French toast really hit their stride.
Yeah, totally.
And then it was sort of like a version of Eggs Benedict with fried chicken or something.
Yeah.
You know, like just over the top.
But
candy
I feel like,
floss on the waffles.
Oh, yeah. I feel like when you hit a really yum brunch, though, you're like, oh, this is why we all got obsessed with this in the first place. It's a real little treat, you know?
Maybe it became, like, the focus was to make it Instagrammable, potentially.
Yeah.
It was like, wow, this looks gorgeous.
Corrupted by the internet once again.
Shakes fist at youths.
As usual. But they had a smoked fish crumpet, which is really good. So they make
your own
crumpets. I couldn't decide. I was just sitting there sort of flapping. They had a special, which was sort of, you know, Mexican-y beans with chorizo and like a tangy yogurt and, you know, spices. Just not afraid to put heaps of flavour on the plate, which is always good for a lunch brunch option, I reckon.
Totally.
Because, yeah, you can get very bored of eggs and some sort of bread pretty quickly, can't you?
You can. You really can. As you say, that's the kind of thing you can make for yourself at home. So it's quite nice to then go somewhere else and be like, oh, this is what I would not bother to make myself, and it's delicious.
Yeah. Exactly.
So burnt butter, that's in Avondale, yes?
Yeah, Rosebank Road.
Fab.
And it's run by a couple. The Instagram's really good. Great sweet treats. Well worth a visit.
And Ragtag is in Westmere, is that right?
Yes, in the main little block of Westmere shops, around the corner from the very good Westmere Butchery.
Yeah, nice.
Which is also always worth a visit if you're in the area.
Anything else on your winter sort of eating, drinking menus at the moment, Delaney?
Well, my younger sister had a soiree that she needed to do a cocktail for, and so I was sort of trawling the archives for a winter cocktail, and remembered that one of the best ones I've made was a pear rosemary Tom Collins.
What's a Tom Collins?
Tom Collins is a lemon juice soda gin situation.
Oh, yum.
Super tangy. But then the sugar syrup sort of balances it out, quite strong. Just a tangy, lemony gin drink, basically.
Yeah.
But for this one, you make a sugar syrup with pear in it. So you chop up pears, chuck in heaps of sugar, just top it with water and reduce that down with a rosemary sprig, which just adds a really, you know, fun wintery vibe.
Yeah, ultimate winter flavour.
Yeah, and then when you make a normal Tom Collins, I think it's sort of like, I'm not sure the quantities, but it's maybe like, I don't know,
bit
a decent tablespoon of sugar, syrup, a decent tablespoon of lemon juice, a shot of gin, and then you top with soda. But you use the pear syrup instead and muddle, one of the chunks into the bottom.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
So you can do it in a cocktail shaker to strain it so that it's not, you haven't got pear chunks. but yeah, it's just got this really, really delicious, fruity, tangy, and then quite strong and tart as well sort of flavour.
Yum, that sounds divine, I have to say.
Yes, so I can write up the recipe because it's a really good one for winter. Just, all those good flavours.
Oh, yes, please. We would love that. We'll stick it in the podcast after the show as well.
Yeah.
Thank you, Delaney. We've got a few texts from people saying the tricks for how they make their sponge cakes perfect. We've got good room temperature eggs is very necessary. Mm-hmm. We've had a few texts about that. Also, someone agrees with your mum on the sugar syrup sort of situation. Says it adds a nice fluffy lightness to your sponge.
Yeah.
Does take a bit more time though, and a wee bit more prep, which I guess if you're making a sponge cake, you already have to be a patient person.
Yes.
So, Hamish's mum though, her sponge cake secret is save time and impending failure by purchasing from the supermarket. So, I feel like we're all being Hamish's mum on that front. thank you, Delaney, for the Kai this morning. We will see you again next week.
Thank you. All right, have a good one.
Bye.
Food for thought.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.